Vowel reductions. Every sound in English, or in any language, changes to a degree depending on the sounds which combine with it to form words. We alter the production of a vowel or consonant to fit the natural melody and rhythm of our language. When a syllable or word is stressed, the vowel length is increased and the vowel is said with slightly more force. This draws the attention of the listener to the key words in the message. When a syllable or word is not stressed, the vowel is said very quickly and with less emphasis. The result is that vowels in unstressed words may be left out altogether, or they may change form and be reduced. If the vowel that is unstressed is a long vowel, such as
oo
or
e,
it may be reduced to its corresponding short vowel.
Oo
and
e
would then become or
I.
Other vowels may be reduced to the neutral or schwa vowel. This process occurs at the syllable level as well as at the word level. Correct use of the schwa vowel in words and in running speech is crucial to fluent sounding speech. The schwa vowel is the unstressed version of the sound, as in the word cup. However, it is extremely short and only occurs in the weakest syllable of a word. It is designated by the schwa symbol. When saying the schwa, your mouth should be open slightly, your lips in a neutral position, and your tongue curved about halfway up in the center.
Syllable reductions. The following word lists provide practice with the schwa vowel. Notice that, despite a variety of vowel spellings, the vowel sound in the unstressed syllable is always reduced to the schwa. Instructions. Repeat each word in the pause provided. Remember that the vowel in the first syllable is very weak. Ago.
Opinion.
Ahead.
Balloon.
Succumb.
Arrange.
Deceit.
Mirage.
Agree.
Upon.
Respond.
Absurd.
Benign.
Chagrin.
Delete.
Involve.
Appreciate.
Marine.
Machine.
Acquire.
Morale.
Concur.
Evict.
Dismay.
Across.
Attach.
Collect.
Shellac.
Baton.
Decline.
Evoke.
Endow.
In the following words, the vowel in the second syllable is weak, and it is reduced to the schwa. Repeat each word in the pauses provided.
Capital.
Acrobat.
Emphasize.
Application.
Station.
Magazine.
Analyze.
Diplomat.
Syllable.
Telephone.
Guarantee.
Nomination.
Florist.
Benefit.
Justify.
Terrible.
Simplify.
Relative.
Rationale.
Invitation.
Second.
Elevate.
Mission.
Marvelous.
Animal.
Movement.
Absolute.
Competition.
Propaganda.
Opposite.
Testify.
Checkpoint. Are you remembering to exaggerate the tongue, lip, and jaw movements in the syllables that are now reduced?
Concepts in intonation. Introduction. You've already covered one of the most essential factors in producing clearly understood words, the vowels. This next unit introduces some of the principles of intonation which are also critical to conveying your words accurately. It is important for you to continue to listen to your vowel pronunciation as you move on in the program. At first, focus on the new concepts being presented. When you can monitor your application of the intonation principles, begin to focus on the accuracy of the vowels as well. Basic concepts. At some point, you may have identified the native origin of a person based on his or her accent. Even if you don't know the language, it is often easy to guess that a speaker is German, English, Japanese, or Chinese. Each language has its own characteristic rhythm and melody. Some languages use a wide range of tones and rapid shifts in pitch from high to low. Other languages are perceived as flat. These characteristics of a language are called intonation. Though they distinguish one language from another and are very important to the interpretation of each message, they are rarely taught. The basic concepts of intonation, stress, pitch, intensity, and duration will be introduced in this portion of the program. You will also see how these variables come together to create basic intonation patterns for words. Finally, you will learn and practice some grammatical rules important for correct word-level intonation. Instructions. As the concepts are presented, repeat the examples when indicated in the pauses provided. Learn to listen and correct yourself as you practice, just as you did with the vowels. Stress. In American English, the important parts of the words or sentence are given more prominence via increased loudness, higher pitch, and longer duration. The less important parts of the word or message are said more quickly, softly, and with a lower pitch. Some sounds and words may even be abbreviated or reduced. The prominence of some parts of the message above others is called stress. Using the correct stress helps the listener focus on the most important parts of the message so that he can respond more quickly and efficiently. If the correct stress pattern is not used, the listener requires more time to interpret what is said. The listener must decode every syllable and word instead of having the less important elements sifted out. There are 8 major word-level intonation patterns used in American English. There are many words with more syllables or unique stress patterns, but most words fit one of these 8 patterns. The patterns outlined are not hard and fast rules that can be memorized. They are general tendencies of speech. Use the exercises for frequent, extensive practice to make the patterns feel comfortable and become a habit. Pitch. Pitch in verbal communication refers to the various tone levels from high to low that we use when speaking. Pitch fluctuates constantly in our messages and contributes meaning to those messages. Pitch level can convey our emotions. When we are excited or very emotional, we often move our voice into a high range. When we are dejected or tired, our voice tends to move into the low pitch range with very little variation up or down. When we emphasize a key part of our thoughts, our pitch tends to go higher with the increase in emphasis. The 8 basic intonation patterns for words have predictable pitch levels that coincide with the stress markers. The important elements of our message are stressed by raising our pitch slightly, leaving the unimportant portions unstressed and at a lower pitch. Steps and glides. In American English, our pitch covers a range of 4 tones. We move our voice within this range in using either steps or glides. Correctly using these steps and glides is essential if your words are to be understood. In step changes, each syllable of a word has its own separate tone. For example, say the word paper. In this word, your voice must say the first syllable on a higher level and then drop abruptly to say the second syllable. There is no gliding through the intervening tones.
Listen to the word again. Paper. Now repeat it and try to hear and feel the high versus low tone in your voice. Paper. 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 Gliding pitch refers to the voice sliding up or sliding down in pitch on a particular vowel. Listen to the gliding pitch change in the following word. Love. Did you hear the voice start high and slide down to a lower pitch in that word? To accomplish this pitch change, you change tones during the vowel. Listen to the word again. Love. Now repeat the word and try to imitate this falling pitch. Love. In certain situations, we use a rising glide in English. Listen to the voice rise in pitch on the word love. Love. This time, listen to the word and repeat it, trying to achieve the same rising pitch. Love. 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 It may be easier to hear if a rising and falling pitch are contrasted. Repeat these gliding pitch changes on the word love. Imitate the pitch pattern, either rising or falling, of the speaker. Love. 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 In the next exercise, repeat each word first with a falling, then with a rising pitch. Remember, the gliding occurs on the vowel. One. One.
Door. Door.
Fine. Fine.
Why. Why.
Time. Time.
Keep. Keep.
Home. Home.
Wheel. Wheel.
How.
Save. Save.
Love. Love.
Same. Same.
Book. Book.
Cave. Cave.
Coat. Coat.
Day. Day.
Care. Care.
Bowl. Bowl.
Cook. Cook.
Fur. Fur. A rising pitch change can also be used during a step change. Compare rising and falling patterns in the word paper.
Repeat each word in the pause provided. Paper. 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 Now repeat the following words, first with a rising, then a falling pitch. Bacon. Bacon.
Butter. Butter.
Constant. Constant.
Father. Father.
River. River.
Water. Water.
Dozen. Dozen.
Stranger. Stranger.